This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, and we're going to go quite a few different directions tonight. Did you know we're being invaded by Canada, apparently? We'll talk about that in a little bit. We have to talk about your medical institutions, my medical institutions. Why is it the federal government is worried about January 6th footage? That doesn't make any sense. We have the war on you and your happiness. Why is New York Governor Kathy Hochul doing what Joe Biden's trying to do and ban menthol cigarettes? Oh, we have that and so much more tonight. Oh, by the way, you should know the President of the United States, sleep tight. He's out there meeting with Poland, and let's just say it's going pretty well.
Connection between Polish and Polish and American people is extremely strong and deep. I was kidding with the president. I was, as a young man, I was born in a coal town of Scranton, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania, in an Irish Catholic neighborhood. Then when coal died, we moved down to Delaware, to a town called Claymont, Delaware, which was a working class town. And but everybody in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an S-K-I or an O. But
it's going well. We're doing well on foreign soil. We're doing very, very well. All right. We'll get to all that. But first, I want to begin a totally different direction. No Russia, Ukraine, no diversity stuff. No. We'll get to all that during the show. I want to talk to you about pizza. Now, hold on. No, it's not really going to be about pizza. Just hang with me for a moment. I want to talk to you about me and you and America as a whole and how we got where we are and why the future, it may belong to those of us who are a little bit more harsh. And if you're the sensitive type, doesn't mean you're bad, doesn't mean you're wrong. You're probably right. It might mean you're going to need to toughen up a little bit. Because I saw this in the New York Post this morning. I wake up every morning, I read the New York Post. And I just smiled, and then I cringed, and then I got kind of bummed out. And let me just explain the story. Again, it's not going to seem important at first, but it's nationally important. Pizzeria's blunt, now hiring non-stupid people ad sparks a backlash. What do you need to know about it? Nothing. It's a pizzeria in Columbus, Ohio. They threw up a sign outside that simply said, now hiring non-stupid people. No, this doesn't apply to you. It doesn't matter to you whatsoever. But it speaks to where we are as a nation as far as people who are being led around by the most insane among us, because they're the most committed. That's really what we're going to talk about here. We're going to talk about commitment. You ready to talk about this? Here's what I mean. Okay, so this pizzeria, they throw up a sign. They're tired, if you dig into the story at all, as virtually every small business owner and large business owner is today. They're tired of hiring turds. And if you happen to know anybody who's a manager, business owner, they will tell you the workforce today is an unmitigated disaster. They can't get anyone to even show up for an interview to take the job. And if you happen to get somebody who takes the job, he shows up half the time, and that's late. This is all part of living in a late-stage republic with broken families that don't teach kids things. But we're not going into that right now. Forget about that. So he puts out this sign. Kind of funny. Totally something I would say. Hey, if you're not an idiot, come on in. But what happens from there? What happens from there is people get offended because people in this society look for reasons to be offended. And I should clarify this. This is not just the left. Because this is a national problem, because as a nation, this is what our culture has become. The left and the right, they love this. They love to be offended. They love to use it as currency for something they do. They do. And again, that's not even your fault or the right's fault or anybody's fault. The truth is culture. We're talking about culture wars all the time. Culture this and culture that. But what is culture? We talked about it a bunch on the show. What is culture? Not complicated. Culture is what your society incentivizes versus what your society disincentivizes. If I told you right now that I was going to, let me see here, I was going to start a nonprofit. I'm going to be I'm going to call it Jesse Kelly's Really Nice to People. That's what I'll call my nonprofit. And what am I going to do? I'm just going to go find people in need. And we'll have to, I guess, take out a loan or something, Chris. We're going to give all of them $1 million. We're just going to give out millions of dollars. Jesse Kelly's a really nice guy. Sounds nice, doesn't it? That's something you would support, isn't it? Of course, it's something nice for someone else. But take me and send me back to, Rome, ancient Sparta, the Mongolian Empire. And I'll go up to the people in that society, all of them, men, women, children, and I will say, I'm Jesse Kelly, and I'm going to start an organization, and it's not to make any money. This is so I can help people who are less fortunate. I would not only be mocked. In some of those societies, they might flat out kill me as being worthless for the society itself, because that culture incentivizes something different. America's culture incentivizes being offended. That is what everyone wants to be. Everyone wants to be a victim. I've been offended by this. I've been offended by that. I've been offended by this. He offended me. You've seen it from Nikki Haley the past couple days, because a couple of people said some vaguely offensive things about her age or about her race or something like that. Immediately, she's selling T-shirts. It takes a woman and all kinds of things. People live for it. They want to be offended. And so, as a nation, we are going to have to change that, because one of our main cultural incentives, maybe the main cultural incentive in this country, of being a victim, that's what kids are raised to want to be that now by their culture. We have to break that. But how do we break it? Well, it's not easy to break cultural norms. It's not easy to take what a culture has become and change it. A culture change is hard. You know, just pause on this for a second. You know, when I watched NFL football, I was a huge New York Giants fan. And if you follow the Giants or follow the NFL, which I don't anymore, I admit, but Bill Parcells was an NFL coach for the longest time for the Giants. And then he went to a bunch of other teams, the Jets and others. And he was famous for taking teams that sucked and turning them into winners almost immediately. But, and everyone, here's the thing, everyone loves that part of it. Everyone loves that part of the Parcells story. Yeah, take my losing team and turn them into a winner. You love that, right? You love the results. But here's what people don't like, or they don't like to focus on. How did he do it? Bill Parcells would tell you, and has told people for the longest time, a bad team has a bad culture. They incentivize different things. So how do you change the culture? Well, Bill Parcells had a stated goal to remove 33%, one-third of the roster of every team he ever took over the first year. How did he change the culture? Hey, come into my office. You know that dream you had about playing for the Giants? Yeah, it's over. You're cut. Goodbye. You're gone to the streets. Hey, call in the next guy on your way out. Hey, come into my office. Sit down. You suck. You're fired. Goodbye. Get the next guy in here. Oh, you want to play quarterback? You can't throw. You throw like Edward Scissorhands. You're cut. Goodbye. Go home. Cry to your wife. Next guy in. Next guy in. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. He'd fire the personnel people. He'd fire the weight trainers. He'd fire everybody. We all love the culture change and the cultural improvement, but we don't want to focus on how we got there. We all want the culture to change in America. You want it to change. I want it to change. I don't want to live in this culture. I don't want to live in some sissified culture. Well, people will look at some dorky hiring picture and get offended. And then they started pranking the poor people in the restaurant and costing them money. And I don't want to live in that culture. You don't want to live in that culture. I don't want to live in a culture with this person.
I have a master's degree because when I got certified, I was told I had to have a master's degree to be an Arizona certified teacher. We all have advanced degrees. What do the parents have? Are we vetting the backgrounds of our parents? Are we allowing the parents?
Okay, you got it. You got it. So you don't want to live in this culture? I don't want to live in this culture. But are you willing? Am I willing to do what is necessary to change it? So what is necessary? Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to discuss it, but you might want to bone up on your chalk right about now. If you think this is going to be polite, if you think this is going to be easy, if you think this is going to involve you never getting yelled at or never having to do anything, quote, mean or say anything mean, you've got another thing coming. You got your Male Vitality Stack subscription from Chalk, right? Ladies, we're going to need you. You got your Female Vitality Stack subscription? You keeping yourself healthy? Fellas, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. I promise you, you're going to need it. Go to Chalk.com. Chok.com. Natural herbal supplements. It's a lot more than just those two things. It's endless things for whatever you're looking for. All natural. Anti-communists. 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. So what does that mean? What are we talking about here? A pizza sign in America's culture. I'll explain in a minute.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday, because I'm gone Thursday and Friday this week. Got to take a little trip with the kiddos and my old man. Actually, the whole fam's coming along. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. The whole show tomorrow will be your questions. They don't have to be political. All 3 hours, your questions. Back to culture. How do we change culture? I don't like America's culture. Jesse, we got to win the culture war. It's culture war. We're in a culture war. We got to change the culture. You change culture impolitely. That's the truth. There's no comfortable way to change culture. You too fat right now? You might be. A lot of people are. I'm actually a little tubby right now myself. I want to change that. I'm looking down. I want to change that. This is not a bunch there, but got a little soft in the belly. I want to change that. Do you think there's a comfortable way for me to get rid of that little belly? There's not. It's going to involve sweating, putting on my tennis shoes, lifting weights, going for a walk, going for a run, riding a bike, whatever you choose to do, shadow boxing, don't care. Culture changes painfully. If you want to change your culture for the better, it's going to be painful. So what does that mean? That means that the nice right that has forever wanted to do things the right way and live and let live is now going to have an entire mentality shift where you are only interested in saying hard truths that are hard to hear. I'm a pizzeria. Here's my sign. I want non-stupid people to apply. Oh, your calling as a communist that it makes you angry? I'm sorry, that's because you're stupid. Stop being stupid, you'll stop being offended by my sign. I wish your dad had taught you that. You probably didn't have one. And hang up the phone. Offensive? You bet. Horrible? Yep. Rude? No doubt about it. Guess what? That's exactly what that human being needs to hear. We cannot treat communists with kindness. You cannot treat communists with kindness. All they understand is fear in pain. That's all they will ever understand. If something offends them, say it again. If they demand you apologize, say it yet again. When they continue to demand, say it a third time until they're pulling their hair out. There's not a polite way to grow this society up. We are a society mentally broken. Headline, America's mental health crisis. More than half of the recent graduates are not, quote, emotionally prepared for professional life. Oh, you're not emotionally prepared at 22? I picture in these moments, you know what I picture? I picture going to my father, my construction worker father, who worked his fingers to the bone for us, tough as nails. I picture going to my dad at the age of 22 and graduating from college and telling him, Dad, I want to get a job. I want to start my career, but I'm not emotionally prepared. I want to picture the look on his face, the look of utter disgust and disdain he would have, and the shame he would pour on me. And then I think about how much better that would make me that he would do that. I'm glad I had a father who was so hard. I had a picture of his inside of my hat at the end of Marine Corps boot camp so I could survive the crucible at the end. Because every time I wanted to quit, I looked at that picture and thought, I can't, my old man will kill me. Can't look like a wuss. Can't look like a wuss to my dad. No, I'm going to keep going. I'd rather die. I'd just rather die. I'll die before I go back to dad. But America doesn't have that. America has weak dads or no dads at all. And therefore, we now have a society where half of our graduates aren't emotionally prepared. Oh, suck it up and buck up. You're not emotionally prepared? Go get a job. Show up in the morning. Show up on time. Don't whine. Don't ask your boss to make your life easier. You make his life easier. Don't leave early either. Oh, Chris brought up fatherhood crisis. That's exactly what it is when I see this stuff. And the fatherhood crisis in this country goes, I mean, you could probably explain our cultural rot by the fatherhood crisis. And it goes way beyond dads who just leave. It's all these dads out there. Well, I got to go home and ask my wife. Oh, okay, son. I guess maybe if you don't feel like mowing the lawn, you don't have to. I don't want to offend you or anything like that. No, go upstairs. Buck up, all of you. We are not going to nice and polite and weak our way out of this. We have to change this culture. How can you be 22 and not emotionally prepared for a professional life? I had a professional life at the age of 14. Had a full-time job. Didn't get to come home and complain to mom and dad. Mom, the boss yelled at me today. How do we prepare? How do we change the culture? It's time to start telling people, stop being weak. Stop being pathetic. Stop complaining about everything. Stop being offended about everything. Jesse, I'm offended. Oh, this is offensive. I find this offensive. You said this. I find this offensive. And I'm not speaking to you, but let's just say this for a moment. Let's act for a moment. Jesse, you talk about this and it's offensive to me. You talk about this and I was offended. Or you talked about this and I'm not listening. Let me be very clear. I don't give a crap. If it offended you, you probably needed to hear it. We are a nation that must change the culture. We are not going to change the culture without slapping ourselves awake and getting tough. Getting tough with ourselves, getting tough with each other. We will change this culture by speaking hard truths. Well, I should be nice to the trans guy. I mean, he just wants to teach my kids kindergarten. No, he's a groomer. Tell him to quit or you'll have him fired. All right, we're moving off of this because apparently we can't find things that we've shot down, and that's kind of a big deal. So maybe what the U.S. government needs is Mantis X. I need to reach out to the Mantis X system because we can't find missiles we shoot. We can't find balloons we've shot down. And in fact, when we shoot Sidewinder missiles at balloons that are barely moving, we miss half the time. We shot two and missed the first one. Do you think Mantis X has a Sidewinder missile program? They probably don't, but maybe they could. What, Chris? Maybe they can develop one for the federal government, because Mantis X, they'll ship it to your home. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home, and you get to be a really good shot without firing a shot. It's incredible. So the question is there a Sidewinder missile addition to it? If not, Mantis X, reach out to me. We'll talk about it. Go to MantisX.com. In all seriousness, go to MantisX.com and get yours today. Train. MantisX.com. Hang on. the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am glad to hear that, Chris, that I make your dreams come true. I have no doubt that that's why you played that song. I appreciate you, too. I'm glad I can do that for you. All right, now, let's check in with New York.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
You certainly do. Can't buy menthol cigarettes there. No, well, I take that back. You can, just not for much longer. Because there are actually two headlines here. And I look at these and I don't cringe. I don't. I don't even get sad. I look at these and they make me smile a little. The first headline is this. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to ban menthols and hike a cigarette tax draws pushback. That was from the Gothamist today. Just in case you don't remember, that guy, he's on the radio. I believe he's a world-famous author. What, Chris? JesseKellyBook.com, Chris. Have you ordered yours yet? Anyway, there's a guy on the radio. He's a world-famous author. And he said that he was talking about the gas stove ban. He said, once you get these insane things, insane things the communists want to ban, that the plan is already in place to ban it. All you're getting is the reveal. That's just the final reveal. The plan's in place. They're already going to ban it. Well, this applies to so many things. The Biden administration, you probably forgot about this. This was months and months and months ago. I have this weird brain, so I remember it. They rolled out a plan to ban menthol cigarettes nationwide. And I remember people nationwide screaming that, what are you talking about? Why would you do that? That's mean. But people enjoy these. Who do you think you are? And I remember saying at the time, oh, they're already going through with it. It's already over. And now Kathy Hochul getting ready to ban it for New York State. And you have all these different groups, the bodega owners and black people and all kinds of people, all kinds of different groups in New York, either supporting or against it. They're all rallying about it. But I want you to take that and just set it aside for a moment. Because I have another headline, too. Because I don't want New York to think I'm picking on them. Austin police, 911 staffing levels questioned after street racers take over a major intersection and injure a cop. This is Austin, Texas. There was video out there from over the weekend of people deciding to take over the streets, and they ran the cops out of the area. They just took over the streets, the criminals did. And the thing is, I almost cared for a moment. And then I pulled up my handy congressional map. I just wanted to see, wanted to see how Austin votes. And I looked and I said, oh man, look at that. There's that big blue mark right in the middle of all this red. Huh. Oh well, I don't care. And New York City, New York State. Let's focus on the state. You mad that your communist governor is going to ban things? Well, again, speaking of culture tonight, let's just have a little chat. It's me, Daddy Jesse, talking to you here. You voted for it. All these people have done, the communists, which is what the American Democratic Party has become in this country. Tell me something. I want you to tell me something. Tell me the last thing they gave you. Not last thing they did. Tell me the last thing they gave you and made your life better. You see, communists only know taking things away and destroying things. That's why the entire Democrat message for years now has simply been, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. Sorry. Sorry, you can't travel. Sorry, you can't go to school. Sorry, you can't come in here without a mask. Sorry, you can't come in here without a vaccine. Sorry, you can't have a gas stove. Sorry, you can't have natural gas hookups for any of the new buildings in New York City. Sorry, you can't. Sorry, you can't. You can't. We shouldn't. You can't. We shouldn't. You can't. We shouldn't. And yet you went to the polls and you voted for that overwhelmingly once again. And so now when you get a communist in there who wants to take more things away from you, you're going to have to forgive me if I don't care very much, because that's what you voted for. So here's what you need to do, New Yorkers. That Democrat voting friend of yours. Oh, I know what you're saying right now, by the way. Oh, Jesse, no, my friend. He's not a communist. He's just a Democrat. He just doesn't get it. No, that's my point. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And you are going to have to start being more offensive and aggressive and to the point to slap him awake and make sure he does get it. Jesse, I can't believe this governor's banning menthol cigarettes. Really? You voted for it. You voted for this. This is your fault. Did you know that? I want to make, look, we can go have a beer afterwards. That's fine. But I want you to know, you do know this is your fault. You voted for this, right? And again, because this is what people do. Well, not my mom. My mom's just a Democrat. She's not a communist. Not my sister. Now, listen, let me put this scenario in your head. I walk in the door tonight. I finish up the show and I walk in the door. And there are two men in the kitchen beating my wife. One of them, he's in there beating my wife because he's a long time violent criminal. He's been violent his entire life. And he wanted some earrings she was wearing or something like that. And he decided he's just going to go beat her up and take them. Okay, so he's an evil guy. But the other guy who's in there, he was lied to. Somebody told him that my wife is a child predator. And he's in there trying to protect kids. He thinks he's doing the right thing. Let me ask you something. When I walk in the door, does it matter to me the why? Do I only focus on one and not the other? Hey, I'm only going to focus on you because you're the bad guy. You other guy? Oh, no, keep hitting her because you think you're here for the right reasons. No, your Democrat voting mom is an idiot and a communist, and she's a communist enabler, and you need to talk to her about it. So she stops. And this is, again, back to this conversation we have to have where we have to be harsh and we have to be direct and we have to be offensive because we have tried for years and years and years to tiptoe around this and, well, I just want to be nice and, hey, it's your crazy Aunt Kathy. We don't want to ruin Thanksgiving. No, maybe it's time to ruin Thanksgiving because crazy Aunt Kathy's ruining the United States of America. Maybe it's time to ruin some family gatherings. Maybe it's time to ruin some friendship outings. Maybe it's time. Remember that story I told you about the vacation we went on at Christmas time? Guy came out where I'm just sitting outside having a beer with some guys. They were actually from Canada, and they were all right-leaning thinkers, but we weren't talking politics. We were talking about different things like that, and some dude just strolls up to us, starts chirping out of the blue, thinks he's going to join the conversation, chirping to us. So, yeah, it's nice to get out on a vacation now. No thanks to those anti-vaxxers. Oh, Kentucky, and there's, and you know what? Remember what I told him? I told him, I think you should go inside. And he was, the look on his face, he was so stunned that somebody on the right from the opposite side would actually be bold enough to just say that. I remember that this look on his face, he hadn't confronted it before in his life. He just turned around and walked inside. I think you should go inside. Oh, Jesse, I don't like what Kathy Hochul's doing. Why? That's your governor. You voted for it. Well, I don't like this. Well, stop voting for it then. But I don't like Republicans. Okay, I hate Republicans too. You vote for communists or communist enablers. This is your fault. All this pain is your fault. Jesse, I don't like the crime in New York City. You voted for it. Oh, did you see that stabbing? You took part in that stabbing. Did you know that? You were part of it. That woman who got assaulted in Central Park, you took part in that. Your stupidity, your inability to vote any other way, you're the reason these bad things happen. Change your behavior or they keep happening. Are we willing to do that to change our culture? And if we're not, and maybe you're not, maybe that is too mean, maybe that is a bridge too far, well, then we've lost. That's all there is to it. Because they're not going to stop. They're committed. If we can't be committed enough to step on a couple tippy toes, then we've already lost. So considering how New Yorkers have been voting, maybe it would be a good time to grab that hero gun, huh? Maybe it would be time, ladies, all of you, to own a hero arrow. Keep it in your purse. Ladies, let me clarify. It's the size of a small TV remote, not even a big one. It fits right in your purse, right in your back pocket. You ladies who are out jogging or going down to the gym, I've seen the little tidy things you ladies wear out there, and I'm not complaining, but I'm telling you, many of them, most of them have little pockets in them now it will fit in. Get a Hero Arrow. Shoots a pepper gel, non-lethal. Save your bacon out there. Save your life. Go to hero2020.com. code Jesse and get yours today. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Since our final day of the week this week, get your questions emailed in now to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Let's get to a couple emails, by the way. I have heard that Putin cannot afford to lose the war in Ukraine, but at this point, can Biden afford to have Ukraine lose? Well, let's have a talk. Maybe a little uncomfortable, but I think it's an important talk to have. I have been warning you, especially with the past couple weeks, the more I've seen, I've been warning you about what I see happening. And this is what I see happening. I don't know how this is going to end. I'm actually not an oracle, but I see this happening clear as day. Vladimir Putin, he is, from what I understand, he does not have the option to lose, to take a total loss. And when I say doesn't have the option, I'm not talking about like in America where, hey, I might lose my next primary. They're going to kill him. Vladimir Putin is going to die if he accepts a total loss. That's what I'm told. All right. So we have a guy that can't accept the total loss. All right. That's one side of it. The other side of it is this. The West, this is more than just America. This is the UK, the West, NATO, everything. There doesn't appear to be a single significant person involved in any of this. A single significant person involved in any of this that says, hey, we need to find a way to get this conflict stopped before it spirals out of control. The lack of the presence of even one of those people has me gravely concerned. Ideally, that would be the president of the United States of America. Historically, that has happened many times in the world. Since we are the most powerful, since we generally want more peace, well, sometimes we want more peace, things like that, people will look to America, the American president or America's Secretary of State. Hey, can you come in? Can we arbitrate something? Let's figure out a way out of this. Well, that's gone. That is way gone. Here's the president.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed. Autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no. No, you will not take my country. No, you will not take my freedom. No, you will not take my future. And I'll repeat tonight what I said last year in this same place. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never be able to ease the people's love of liberty. Brutality will never grind down the will of the free. And Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. Never.
Okay. All right. Campaign speech in Ukraine. Fine. If you're Ukrainian, you're sitting there cheering. Again, all that's fine. I'm not making emotional arguments right now. But Putin dies if he has a total loss. So he can't accept that. We know he won't accept that because he doesn't want to die. America's stance is nothing for them. The UK's stance is nothing for them. The French stance is nothing for them. The German stance is nothing for them. Well, remember, wars don't really go stagnant. That's not something that happens. It's either escalating or it's de-escalating. Since not a single entity involved in any of this, including Putin, appears to want to de-escalate the situation is only escalating. Now, we have China potentially getting involved, potentially sending munitions, deadly things to Russia to be used on, well, whoever happens to be fighting over there. My concern with this is, this feels a lot like past wars where this is going to turn into a hot war and I need someone to convince me why it's not. And I mean a hot war for everybody. If you tell me, if you're saying right now, because really that's really what the question is this going to turn into World War III? Are we going to have war between the nuclear powers? And you say something to me to the effect of, no, that'll never happen. Okay, well, that's fine. That might work on some people. I need you to tell me how that's not going to happen. Why? What's the off ramp? Every time I bring this up, when I bring this up to somebody who says that, and it's all these people who are whipping it up every single day. No, 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 more war, more war, more missiles, more everything, more this and that.
I like the structural path we're on here. As long as we help Ukraine with the weapons they need and the economic support, they will fight to the last person.
I do love when politicians, especially ones who've never heard a shot fired in anger, use tough guy words like, they'll fight to the last man. Well, I'm sure that's a relief to all those young Ukrainian families who are about to die. But anyway, setting that aside, how does this thing end? Why can nobody tell me this? All these experts on both sides. I've got pro-Russia people I know. I've got pro-Ukrainian people I know. I don't care where you fall. I want to know. If you tell me this is not going to end in World War III between the superpowers of the planet, I want you to tell me why. What's the off-ramp? Well, Putin's going to lose. Nope. That's an internet saying. That's a bumper sticker. That's a t-shirt. That's not what I asked. Why is Putin going to lose? Well, he doesn't have the men, the equipment. He's got tons of men. He's got tons of equipment. And not only that, he has the ultimate fail-safe. The ultimate failsafe. So don't say that to me again. Tell me how this ends in anything other than something absolutely horrible. Nobody to date, not on the Ukrainian side, not on the Russia side, none of the national security people I know, nobody, not one person has been able to give me a specific answer. All I've ever had is bumper sticker slogans. We have to stand against Russia. No. That sounds great on the campaign trail. That's not what I asked. I asked for practical things. Not one entity on either side is pushing for any kind of an end to this. It's all an escalation. So I ask again, how does it end in anything other than disaster? Nobody can answer that. That's my concern. All right. I have more concerns than that. One of the concerns is we're being invaded by Canada. I'm not even making that up. There's a news story out from the Border Patrol we're going to have to talk about in a moment. And the January 6th footage. It is weird how upset the communists are with that footage getting released. Huh. We'll talk about that and much, much more still to come before we get to that. Fred had a rough day. You see, my dog, Fred, the Golden Doodle, who's not a designer dog, he is not the most emotionally strong dog in the world. If all four people in the family aren't home, sometimes he'll just lay by the front door and whimper. It's actually the most embarrassing, pathetic thing you've ever seen in your life. When we take him to the vet, by the time we show back up, normally the nurses are all gathering around Fred, comforting him as if he's been through something terrible. And he's in the, it's so embarrassing. Because I have the only dog in the world with anxiety, my dog pukes up his food. He also has an upset stomach. Of course he does. Which is why I'm very grateful to have found Rough Greens. You see, they didn't stop. They can't do anything about Fred's anxiety, but Fred doesn't puke anymore. He's getting the health, the nutrition he needs from the Rough Greens we pour on his food every morning. They have a free jumpstart trial bag for you. Give it a shot for your dog and see the difference. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.